So in the previous podcast, I started speaking about the fig tree. So Enoch Imeres, what is it that the fig tree says? What is its song? What is its message, its essence? It's a pasuk from Mishlei that says, Noitzer te'enoch yochal pirya, the protector, the watcher, the guard of the fig tree will eat the fruit of that fig tree, which, as we said, sounded pretty obvious. What's so special? What's so deep about that? And we started exploring the nature of the fig, the fact that it ripens in an interesting way. So it's not all uniform. So you have to keep watching. It's got to pick it at the right time. Before it's ripe, no good. Wait too long, it spoils. And they ripen on different days. And even beyond, if you're careful with it, you also know how to preserve them. And that is also part of the praise we said of the land of Israel, and why it is also comparable to such great personalities as Yehoshua, as we spoke about last time, and indeed Devorah, the great judge whose story and song was actually in the previous week's Seder in Shabbos Shira. She's compared to the fig tree, and interestingly enough, she actually sits underneath a date palm, which itself would need its own explanation. You expect it to be a fig tree, according to what we said, but perhaps another time there. We also said that the Gemara in Brachos tells if you see a fig in a dream, it's a good sign, because it tells you that your studying of Torah and its ways, its pleasant ways, that will keep inside of you. And of course, it's our pasuk, which is the evidence for that. That's what the wise Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. But be careful not to misuse it. When it falls, it's spoilt. And you know what? The higher you are, the harder you fall. I think we can safely say that we understand that the more you expect of anybody, if they go off, so to speak, if they sour, then it's kind of harder to take. And talking of the nature of the fig, there was something that I've been dwelling on quite a lot, and it's not unfamiliar territory. We think of what it means to nurture, watching the figs, being aware when they're going to ripen. The fruits, as we've already expressed, when we talk about fruits, fruits are the product, the produce which ensure the next generation, the fruits of your labor, the next generation contained within the seeds of that fruit, the fruits of your actions is something, also are something, is are something that you should be aware of. I heard somebody sort of once phrase it this way: if you're considering whether something is right or wrong to do, just think for a moment, is what I'm about to do going to bring me more or less olam haba, more or less reward in the world to come? Not that we're meant to be doing it for those reasons, but it just gives me a certain awareness of, am I doing the right thing? What are the consequences of my actions? And if I'm going to make the wrong choice, the negative choice, am I going to make excuses? And I started thinking, what are those excuses? And I zeroed right in on what we were talking about. What's the classic excuse? I couldn't help it. It's just my nature. Or, funnily enough, that's just what I'm used to. It's kind of what I was brought up with. So, depending on, justifying yourself, call it a little bit of a cognitive dissonance, you can blame your nature, or you can blame your nurture. Which one's it going to be? Maybe it's both. How are we going to deal with this? Well, fascinatingly enough, I already made a reference last time, and it's certainly not the first time in 121 podcasts prior to this that we've spoken about the original breakdown, the first error that was made by the great Adam HaRishon. Let's not underestimate. We cannot imagine cannot imagine his greatness, the way the Midrashim describe that, the fact that other beings who were around at the time, he was beyond anything we can imagine. They almost mistook him for something divine, and yet somehow he went wrong. What was it that did wrong? And he's kind of persuaded by that Nochosh, one translated as a snake, that you know, persuaded, seduced by the persuasive tongue of the Nochosh, you know, the Yetzahara, whatever that's going to be. And then there's a blame, and what's going on over here? Well, we know, and we've said, that there are four opinions, really, as opposed to the apple, although we will return to that as well, as to what the fruit was that was eaten by Adam HaRishon. And one of them, of course, is the fig. Interestingly, a phrase we brought up again and again, which is mentioned in many, many Sephorim, is that the error was something called ochlo pagel, which is eating unripe fruit, eating fruit at the wrong time. But actually, pagel, to be precise, according to many, is the fig itself. Just an error of judgment in terms of timing, because it would have been allowed at some point, but not at that particular point. He made an error of judgment because he kind of thought to himself, and this is one understanding we could spend our lives discussing what the error was, that God's given me one small thing to do, and one small thing to not, to just look after things and make sure don't eat from the fruit, and that's going to give me eternal reward. It's just what we call namada kisufod, a bit of like the bread of shame, you know, walk 10 steps and you will receive £10 million. It's not really, you don't feel as though you've earned it. Adam says to himself, if I do something where I imbibe, I take in and I internalize a series of choices of good and evil, which is much more difficult now, and I still choose the good, that's much more effort. And if I then choose the right thing, wow, I've achieved something. And it seemed as though he was right. He justified it. The cognitive dissonance of him trying to show in a way that he's in control actually was what brought death to the world. Death was something which wasn't there before. He kind of betrayed himself in that sense. And it's interesting that what did he need after that error, after that sin? Clothes. We know that the words for clothes in Hebrew, begodim, beged, is from the same word as treachery. Other words, me'il, which means a cloak, also to cover you, is from the word me'ilah, betrayal, trespass. Even the word levush, levushim, it means clothes, and comes from the word busha, which means embarrassment. There was a covering up. Now he'd been exposed. The truth had been exposed that he just shouldn't have done that. There was something that had been led astray, the own cognitive dissonance, because God had said, don't do it. And he went, and in his own mind, in his own imagination, he had worked out, I should do this, and that's where things went wrong. Just slightly too long, or in this case, slightly too early, but the fruit spoiled. What's amazing is, what were the clothes made of? Well, if you look in the Chumash, it tells you that Vayisperu Ali Se'ena, God, interestingly, God makes them clothes, because now that they're exposed, they suddenly realize that they need a certain protection, which on the positive side, the protection, the outer coating, shouldn't have been needed for them. But we talk about the protection in terms of the posuk, the protector of the fig tree. This is now the other way around, that the fig tree becomes the protector. Adam and Chava are made, they are given clothes, and they wear clothes made out of fig leaves. All those modern day interpretations of fig leaves, but that's where it comes from. Because of that betrayal, that they need to be covered up by the very thing that that mistake had been made, according to the understanding of the fig tree being the fruit from which they ate. That is where we have to be so careful about how to watch ourselves. Are we understanding the consequence of our actions? Are we blaming nature? Or maybe we should nurture our nature.